Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM this Monday, the 10th of November. And of course, don't forget tomorrow, 11th of November, Remembrance Day. And sports headlines across the spoil of the various newspapers, the Herald Sun in Melbourne, Daily Telegraph in Sydney. It's all about F1 motorsport with a costly penalty. Continued Piastri's F1 title nightmare in Brazil after teammate Lando Norris struck another blow in the championship race. The Courier Mail in Brisbane, it's all about NRL. Kiwi's second half blitz gives Kieran Foran a fitting farewell as New Zealand scored 30 unanswered points in the second half to bring down a red-hot Samoan side, and they sent Kieran Foran off with an impressive win. Let's have a look at the AFL Women's Finals weekend. It was week one. North Melbourne made it 25 straight. They defeated Hawthorn on Friday night. Saturday, Carlton defeated West Coast Eagles. And yesterday, the Brisbane Lions 56 defeated Melbourne 43, led by Ali Anderson with 28 disposals and career-best 2 goals in a commanding performance. They're now into the second preliminary final in 2 weeks' time. Adelaide defeated St Kilda. So next weekend in the semis, Melbourne and Adelaide, Hawks and Carlton. That means North Melbourne. And as we said, the Brisbane Lions week off before they play in the preliminary final. And the men's AFL, the opening round, the 2026 draw has been released 5th to the 8th of March. Brisbane will take on the Western Bulldogs at the Gabba, and the Gold Coast will take on Geelong on the Gold Coast. And the recent news, of course, it's come out of AFL headquarters, 10-team finals looking for 2026. So a wild card round, and that will be confirmed later this week. Big changes there for the AFL. In football, soccer, the round ball, round 11 in the English Premier League, Spurs. I should say a surprise result. Sunderland held ladder leaders Arsenal to a 2-2 draw. Chelsea defeated Wolves and Man City defeated Liverpool. Both those games were 3-0. Arsenal top of the ladder 26, Man City 22, Chelsea 20, Liverpool now 8th on 18 points. In the A-League, men round 4 yesterday. The Roar 3 defeated Newcastle 0 at the Sunshine Coast Stadium. 7,112 fans were there. The Roar now 4th on the ladder. Next game, Sunday the 23rd, they'll take on Auckland in Auckland. And in the Women's A-League, round 2 on Friday night, big weekend for the Roar. They defeated the Perth Glory 3-2 in Perth with Benty Jansen, 2 goals for the Roar. Next game, they'll take on Western Sydney Wanderers next Sunday. Great result there for the Roar men's and women, and fantastic crowd at the Sunshine Coast Stadium yesterday. In motorsport, as we said, F1 in Brazil, well, Oscar Piastri received a 10-second penalty during his first lap in the final race, and with teammate Lando Norris claiming victory and 25 points, Piastri finished 5th with 10 points. Piastri is now on 366 points, but Lando Norris 390 with 3 rounds to go. Of course, the Supercars, second last event of the season next weekend at Sandown before the final race in Adelaide, 27th to the 30th of November. So it's all happening there in the motorsports, and Brock Feeney is leading the Supercars Drivers' Championship by 30 points from Chaz Mostert. So looking forward to those next 2 races. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Well, listeners, welcome back to a Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Great to have your company. And as we said, don't forget tomorrow, Remembrance Day, the 11th of November at 11 a.m. In rugby league, well, the Kangaroos, they made a clean sweep of England 3-0 after winning game 3 at Headingley on Saturday night, 30-8. Harry Grant, player of the match. Cameron Munster, player of the series. And in the Pacific Championships, what a great game it was yesterday, with New Zealand claiming the title after defeating Samoa 36-14. They did send Kieran Foran off on a high after 16 years in the NRL. And that was a great win by the New Zealand team. They stormed back in the second half there. In the women's, well, the Jillaroos, they claimed the Pacific Cup for the women and defeated New Zealand 40-8 in the final yesterday. Julia Robson, 2 tries, and Jessie Southwell, 6 goals. And believe it or not, listeners, only 16 weeks to go until the NRL season kicks off on the 28th of February in Las Vegas, with the Dogs up against the Dragons and the Knights up against the Cowboys. Can't wait. In tennis, well, congratulations to Kimberly Birrell. She was named the 2025 Queensland Tennis Athlete of the Year at the awards night over the weekend. Ben Wenzel was the male junior athlete, and Emerson Jones, the female junior athlete of the year. The Sunshine Coast region, they won the regional shield. Well done. And Mooloolaba and Redcliffe Tennis Clubs, well, they were finalists in the Club of the Year category. So congratulations to all involved there. In cricket, well, the Indian team, they claim the T20 series against Australia. Two games washed out, and of course the game on Saturday was washed out, as we said, at the Gabba with lightning and rain. And in good news for fans, though, the sold-out crowd will receive a full refund as the fixture did not reach the stipulated cut-off point of 6 completed overs. Good news there. Sheffield Shield starts tomorrow for Queensland. They'll take on WA at the Wacker. Queensland's second on the ladder. And Queensland captain Marnus Labuschagne will be aiming to add a 6th century to his season tally so far. Not so much good news for the women. Big Bash League started yesterday. The Brisbane Heat, well, they were defeated by Melbourne by 7 wickets. Again, a rain-affected match there. And in the Sunshine Coast cricket, senior men, Caboolture first grade, two-day game, defeated Gympie 228 to 191. Mitchell Buckley and Carter Simpson, 3 wickets each for the Snakes. Matt Schubert scored 146 with the bat, second on the ladder, as is their second grade. But listeners, only 11 sleeps before the first men's Ashes test against England in Perth on the 21st of November. Bring it on. In rugby union, well, the Wallabies, they lost to Italy 26-19 on the weekend. Interestingly, one of the try scorers for Italy was their winger, Lewis Liner, son of Wallaby legend and Queensland player Michael Liner. Well done to Italy there. Caboolture Touch, all their grand finals were held on Saturday. 40 junior teams and 24 seniors. Was a big day, male and female. In netball, in the Caboolture Netball led Division 1 the summer season, the Genies Universe top of the ladder there with Jet Diamond in second spot. And in Division 2, the Jet Sapphire, 3-from-3, top of the table. Round 5 will be on tomorrow night. And in golf, well, the Queensland PGA will be at Nudgee, 20 to the 23rd of November. And then the Australian PGA Championships at Royal Queensland, 27th of November. Plenty coming up. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.